Greetings again, I say. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name to which every knee shall bow and that name to which every tongue will make its confession. Today I want to reaffirm that we will be concluding our ministry over WNAH on the 28th of December. At that time, the money we've been investing in radio broadcasts will be redirected in another outreach, taking the good news of the gospel, taking the teaching of the Word of God to saint and sinner alike in this community. We are not forsaking, nor abandoning, nor backing off from what we've always taught and believed and those for whom we have had a concern laid on our hearts by the Spirit of God over these years. We still believe the Bible to be the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word, which is the sufficient guide for the church in matters of both practice, government, and doctrine. The Bible teaches us there is one God who manifested Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Son being the one who died, bore our sins, was resurrected, and ascended to heaven where He sits now as our right hand, at the right hand of God as our advocate and high priest. Concerning the church, the Lord Jesus Christ provides eternal life for whosoever will, that they by the Spirit of God might be added to the church, and then fellowship with the church, worship as a part of the church, not the building now, not the denomination. Get that out of your mind. The church being that body of believers for which Christ died. When Jesus returns, every one of these old buildings around here on the corner will be left behind. But the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ will be taken to forever be with the Lord. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has promised and will return. And when He does, according to the Word of God, as we read it in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, He will take from this world the entire church, every true believer, and we will be caught up to forever be with Himself. At that time, there will be a judgment of the believer's works at the judgment seat of Christ. This is not to be confused, beloved, with the great white throne judgment. At the great white throne judgment, only unbelievers will be there, and all unbelievers will hear those dreadful words, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." They will be cast into that lake of fire, where the worm dies not, and where the fire is not quenched. A place where the devil himself will be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's the great white throne judgment. That's where the lake of fire, where brimstone all comes into play. Yes, we're old-fashioned enough to believe that the Bible teaches in hellfire judgment, a great white throne judgment, that those who reject Christ, those who say no to Jesus, who said yes to the cross for them, they will have their portion in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. Beloved, for those who die without Christ, for those who are left behind when Christ returns for His church, that's their portion. I find no place in the Word of God that teaches me that you should wait for a second chance. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And would to God you'd say, "Lord Jesus, I plead guilty to the indictment of the Word of God. I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm lost. I know I'm without God, without Christ. And today I want Jesus as my Savior." Because to die is to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord if you're a believer. But to die as an unbeliever is to find yourself immediately in the same predicament as that man in Luke chapter 16 who found himself in torments and begged for one drop of water. Oh, beloved, we believe that the Bible is the inspired, inerrant, an infallible Word of God, and we are totally committed to it, as we have been for these past 25 years. We invite you to visit with us at the Gospel Chapel, where there are no strangers, but there are a lot of Christian friends you haven't met. And we are committed to the Word of God, to the person of the Lord Jesus, to the building up of saints, and to the reaching of the lost souls with the good news that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. Call if we can be of any help. And may the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake.